Linda Blunt and her husband Chester recently acquired the lot next door to their Gentilly home.
There's going to be eventually a patio in this section. My grandbaby in the front will have her little gym. And she wants a sandbox. She's already told her papa, I have to have a sandbox.
Even though Linda doesn't have her raised garden beds yet or her grandbaby's jungle gym, every chance she gets, she has family and neighbors over to barbecue and hang out. She's excited about her new yard, but it was getting rid of the flood-damaged house next door which made a big difference.
It gives life to the community. You know, when this house was here, it just didn't affect me just because it was next door to my house. It affected all of my neighbors, you know. Even though they gut the houses, I don't care what they say, you can gut them all you want. There's still a certain stench that comes from that house.
As Linda and I talk, Chester and their neighbor Larry work on the yard. Linda says it took them a long time to get to this stage.
We were like in a 3-year hold period. We started off with one caseworker, ended up with another caseworker. I mean, I don't know whether it was the newness of it all, and they weren't really sure as to how to go forward in the process. But right afterwards, when they started giving these properties, putting them up for sale, you got stuck in limbo.
But then, something changed.
I don't know what happened within the last 2-3 months. All of a sudden, it was a surge of work that started getting done. If you look in our community, there are several vacant lots now. But that's just happened, that they're starting to level them. You know, because before, you would have come into this community and they would have had at least 5 to 6 blighted homes sitting on the land.
Speaking from somebody that saw the way things were in early 2010 to the way they are now, it's fantastic. The system has changed fundamentally.
Will Bowling works for the New Orleans Neighborhood Development Collaborative, a nonprofit which buys blighted properties in Central City and turns them into places people want to live. Will says thanks to a more focused city government, lots of properties are being sold or demolished. But as individuals, we don't necessarily notice.
Because a lot of times what an individual is concerned about is that one property on their block or that vacant lot that's overgrown on their block. And so to them, because that property is not moving or because they don't know anything about that property, it seems like nothing is happening.
But it is. It's just that New Orleans' problem with blight is really, really big. But the good news is, in the last year and a half, we're getting rid of blight a lot faster. And the biggest reason why? The government's trying.
We reorganize departments. We set goals and quantitative measures.
Jeff Hebert is the new director of NORA, the New Orleans Redevelopment Authority. Hebert came to the position in January after serving as Mayor Landrieu's Director of Blight Policy and Neighborhood Revitalization. Hebert says in terms of blight, the city got organized. A big part of it is something called BlightStat.
BlightStat is a public meeting. All the departments that touch blight issues, the Office of Community Development, NORA, Code Enforcement, and other agencies sit in public at 8 a.m., and we discuss, we look at our metrics and what we've done, and then our goals and what we're supposed to do, and have we achieved them, have we not, and then we take comment from the public on what they see on the ground and what has changed, what hasn't changed, and what they want us to improve.
Will Bowling, who deals with the city in order to buy blighted properties, goes to the BlightStat meetings. He says they're amazing.
Previously, there was really no hammer. The city had no hammer. But under this current administration, the hammer has become what's called the lien foreclosure process. So taking properties to sheriff sale, much like somebody who doesn't pay their mortgage note on a given month, the bank will foreclose on your property. Well, now the city says, hey, fix your property and we'll get rid of the fines. Or don't fix your property and what we're going to do is we're going to sell that property.
But still, it can take a long time. The city's figured out how to improve the code enforcement system and how to make their work more transparent and interactive. But a single house can be a quagmire of legal and tax issues.
A lot of properties people think nothing's happening on, there's a lot of legal work going on behind the scenes. There are thousands of cases that the attorneys are working on right now, and you won't see the results of it for some time until the process concludes.
Hebert says that when the Landrieu administration walked through the door, there were thousands of properties people had reported that hadn't progressed. He tells me about one on North Dupree Street.
You know, it took us a year to get it done and through the process, but it happened after she had waited for 10, 15 years for something to happen. So it's all about perspective. We've been able to get something done in 1 year that someone hadn't done in 15 years. So even though it took a year and that's a long time, it's a better outcome than having to wait another 15 years.
We all want a better outcome. But when it comes to blight, we need to see it. We need to see it changing. Linda Blunt says after going through so much loss and ruin, it means a lot to be able to look around our city and see life.
And I just pray that our officials that we've put in place, that they'll see that this is what we need. We need those programs active. We don't need them on paper only. Because, you know, it's good to write something and put it in black and white, but it's another thing to actually make it work, give it legs and arms.
Blunt says she wants to move on and make new memories, but that's hard to do when every day you drive by a blighted building or an overgrown lot, and it drags you back emotionally. Find out how to report a blighted property or learn the status of one on our website, wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.